8:12 on this Wednesday morning, as we continue with the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike. In the studio with us this morning is Tom Baldini from the Economic Club of Marquette County. Good morning, sir. Welcome again.
Good morning, Walt. It's another month, another speaker for the Marquette County Economic Club, and we're quite excited by this speaker.
Who you got coming?
We have his name is Dr. Stephen Kessler. He's an emeritus professor at the University of Michigan from the Economic Geology Department and the Geological Science Department. What we've been looking for is someone, and he's an expert on mining and minerals. And we could find somebody to talk about nickel or somebody to talk about iron ore. I heard Steve Kessler speak once before. He talks about minerals and specifically talks about the Upper Great Lakes, Minnesota, Wisconsin, the UP. As a matter of fact, he just got back from Turkey. So this guy is still traveling around the world. He's now working on finding lithium because they're going to need that for the batteries for all the new cars. Okay. And so we were quite excited about getting him. And once I heard him, he made an interesting comment. He says, look around the room. He said, everything you see, we either mined it, he said, or we grew it. Mm-hmm. And that gets everybody thinking. And he says, you know, we're not there yet to develop things from nothing. Mm-hmm. And so he's coming in to talk about the macro aspects of minerals, which obviously the UP. So we're quite excited about having.
Yeah, I was going to say that when you look at the history of the Upper Peninsula, the reason why a good portion of the population exists in the UP, from the copper country all across the Iron Range to all of that, it's because of mining, and it's had a definite economic impact. Whether you're for it or against it, there's no denying it has an economic impact.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And so we're excited about having him come to speak to really talk about this, and because this is what he does. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't look at iron ore or just at nickel, which are two significant, obviously, minerals here in Marquette County.
I'm guessing looking at also global economic forces and things like that, that we, as we are reeling with mine shutdowns right now in Marquette County and other mines looking like they're getting started in the UP, that's probably a bigger part of it. It's not just specifically copper mining, iron ore mining, or whatever.
Right. He's also written some books dealing with the economics of it. I mean, we know that if the copper prices go up, they're probably going to open a couple of mines in the western UP, okay? Mm-hmm. And I remember when I worked on the White Pine Project in the last century, copper was at about 64 cents a pound, and every day I'd get up and check the price of copper.
Right.
And we were able to get this project going because it got up to 66 cents a pound.
Yep,
okay?
Exactly.
And great. And they were able to keep it going for 10 years. But those things do have an impact.
Well,
and
I know he's going to be talking about that and more, and let's give him the details of when and where
sign up. Monday evening at the Ramada Inn in Marquette. Social hour begins at 5:30. 6:30 is dinner, and then at 7:30 his speech and time for Q&A, and they always stay around later. If you want to go, sign up at www.marquetteeconomicclub, one word, okay, and .org. Mm-hmm. So it's marquetteeconomicclub.org, and you make your reservation for dinner. And so it's on Monday night, but you got to do that by Friday, okay, because we have to give the cook
Enough time.
Time to put water in the soup, as I said.
The other thing is that members of the Economic Club of Marquette County obviously get the first crack, but there are some open seats that if people from the general public want to come, but those are getting fewer and fewer and far between, so sign up today if you're thinking about it.
Yes, it is. I mean, we're starting. We insist on doing round tables, for example. Sounds insignificant, but people enjoy visiting with one another. Yes. We find networking becomes real big. We could do big, long cafeteria tables, and we've done that. We've done that with a couple of the governors that have come in, and we have 300 people or something. We put them at cafeteria tables, and that's different. But here we want to make sure our guests have told us they like round tables. So we said, okay, and we're going to abide by that. And so our crowds are picking up. People say networking is good, and the different types of speakers we've got. So we're enjoying it.
So what to do to sign up? What's
sign
the process?
Sign up, go to online, www.marquetteeconomicclub.org, and you click reservations, put in, and you have to make a decision whether you want to have steak, fish, or chicken.
And this is part of it. It's the Economic Club of Marquette County bringing these folks into town and spending time with them. And let's give them the rundown again of who's coming, when and where, and also the opportunities where people can network with them.
Okay. Our speaker is Dr. Stephen Kessler. He's a professor emeritus from the University of Michigan, but his specialty is geology and more specifically minerals across the Upper Great Lakes, around the world, really, and the economics of it and things of that nature. And he'll be here Monday night at the Ramada Inn. Social hour begins at 5:30, dinner at 6:30, program at 7:30. And the way to sign up is to go to www.marqueteconomicclub.org. And you got to click and tell us what you want to eat and register.
And do it by Friday.
By Friday. Thank you.